When Governor Walker was asked on Fox News this week how he'd approach the first GOP debate, he gave what is by now a familiar answer.
Voters are tired of politicians who tell you what they're against and who they're against. They want to know what you're for.
Walker's response goes hand in hand with the image he's trying to project of a leader who does what he says. But on repeated occasions, Walker's actions have run contrary to that image, especially during his gubernatorial campaign just a year ago. It was during that campaign, in a debate, that Walker was asked whether he promised to serve a full four-year term.
My plan is, if the people of the state of Wisconsin elect me on November 4th, is to be here for 4 years. Tonette and I had to work pretty hard three times now in the past 4 years to run for governor. It's a position I'm committed to.
Walker may yet serve 4 years, but with his feverish campaign schedule, he's doing everything in his power to leave the governor's office early and start a new job as president. On issue after issue, Walker has been hard to pin down. He was asked repeatedly in 2014 by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board whether he supported a 20-week abortion ban.
Do you believe abortion should be banned after 20 weeks?
Those are all things we'd have to look at in the future session out there.
But with his closely fought re-election bid behind him, Walker pushed for and signed just such a ban. During the 2014 campaign, it became clear that state government was facing a projected budget deficit. Asked during a debate how he'd deal with that shortfall, Walker denied it even existed.
We will have a $535 million surplus in the next state budget.
That surplus was based on revenue growth that nobody was actually predicting and that never materialized. The budget shortfall did, and Walker filled it by delaying the repayment of state debt and by making deep cuts to the University of Wisconsin. Prior to the budget or the abortion bill, Walker signed a right-to-work law, something he adamantly denied would ever happen on his watch.
I have no interest in a right-to-work law in the state. We're not going to pursue that in the remainder of our term, and we're not going to pursue it in the future.
As a candidate for president, Walker now campaigns on right-to-work. And the legislature may yet this year abolish Wisconsin's nonpartisan ethics and elections agency and replace it with something else. Walker was asked about that last year, too.
If that was important to a voter before the election, what would you tell them to kind of give them a sense of where you're at on that?
From our standpoint, we'll certainly look at it, but for us, it's just not a priority.
It's on Walker's radar now. He said last month he wants the agency eliminated. Walker was arguably more straightforward during his first run for governor. He opposed a high-speed rail line from Madison to Milwaukee.
I'm Scott Walker, and if I'm elected as your next governor, we'll stop this train.
And stop it he did. Walker also promised higher health care and pension contributions for public employees. Those happened too. But when it comes to his landmark achievement, ending collective bargaining for most public employee unions, Walker was quiet in 2010. In an interview that year with the Oshkosh Northwestern editorial board, Walker was asked how he would get union employees to pay more for benefits.
Collective bargaining comes into that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that negotiated and accepted with state employee unions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still have to negotiate it.
There was no hint that Walker would effectively end those negotiations. It was one of many issues where the governor did not tell voters what he was for, and where Walker the candidate was different than the Walker who got elected. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.